Good evening. Thank you for listening. I will bring you up to date on various stocks, bond, currency and commodity price changes and give highlights of today's news. Please subscribe to the podcast for automatic downloads. As of 5:34 p.m. stock markets were higher. Standard & Poor's Toronto Stock Exchange Index was up 83.86 points to 21,969.24. Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 153.86 points to 38,239.66. The NASDAQ was up 287.8 points to 17,718.3. Standard & Poor's 500 Index was up 51.54 points to 5,099.96. VIX futures are down 0.55 points to 15.45. Asia and Europe. The Nikkei 225 in Japan is up 315.02 points to 37,933.5. The China Seas. I-300 is up 53.99 points to 3,584.27. The DAX in Germany was up 239.63 points to 18,166.91. The CAC 40 in France was up 71.59 points to 8,088.24. The FTSE 100 in London was up 60.97 points to 8,139.83. Commodity markets. Gold is up $7.10 to $2,339.60. Silver is down 12 cents to $27.38. Crude oil is up 9 cents to $83.66. Copper is up 5 cents to $4.57. Natural gas is down 5 cents to $2.28. May corn closed at $4.40. May soybeans closed at $11.59 and a half. May wheat closed at $11.50 and a half. The Canadian dollar is 1.3669. The Canadian 2-year bond yield is 4.36. The Canadian 10-year bond yield is 3.85. The United States 2-year bond yield is 4.99. The United States 10-year bond yield is 4.66. Bitcoin is at $63,112.80. Highlights of today's news. Federal government and Quebec commit $100 million for semiconductor capacity in Bromont, Quebec for 280 jobs. International business Makines plots $730 million expansion of Canadian semiconductor site. United States consumer confidence declines in April. Again, thanks for listening. For automatic downloads, please subscribe on a podcast app or platform. And please consider leaving a rating on the podcast app or platform. It helps grow the show. Thank you.